Hello.
Hello. Good evening. Good evening, ma'am. My name is Jay. We just interviewing voters in Ohio about important issues that are affecting your community, and we would like to include your response to the study. Could you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Now, just to make sure we have a representative sample, can you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 29, 30 to 49,
no.
50 to 64, or 65 plus?
50 to 60.
Hablas? Okay, thank you.
Huh?
¿Habla español?
Sí, yo hablo español.
Okay. ¿Le gustaría continuar en español o en inglés? Como usted quiera.
Es mejor para mí en el inglés.
Okay, está bien. Gracias. And I appreciate you taking the time to help me.
Pero tú puedes hacerme las preguntas en español, pero si está bien contigo, yo las contesto en inglés.
qué linda. Pero the thing is that for quality control, you know, it has to be just one language through the whole survey. But thank you, ma'am. Okay, muchas gracias. I will continue, though, in English. Okay?
Okay,
now, to make sure that we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age is between 18 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
I'm 50.
Okay, so 50 to 64. Thank you, ma'am. And the media in the United States generally classifies people as white, Anglo, Hispanic, or Latino, Black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself, ma'am?
Hispanic,
thank you. Okay, moving forward. Are you currently registered to vote in Ohio? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Now, there was an election in Ohio on November 7, 2023. Did you vote on that election, ma'am? Yes or no?
Yes, I did.
You did, great. Thank you. Now, I know it's still a long way, a long time away. But the next major election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November 2024. Now, how likely would you say you are to vote on that general election? Were you very likely, somewhat likely, maybe, somewhat unlikely, or not likely at all?
Very likely.
Very likely.
I always vote.
Okay. Now, in your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States? I'm going to read the list, and you can pick one of them, okay, ma'am? You can stop me, and then I will continue, just in case you want to change your mind. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. Now, let me repeat it again. In your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States? Jobs in the economy, low wages, inflation, federal deficit, produce shortages, supply chain, immigration, border security, education, gun control, income inequality, terrorism, racism and race relationships, global climate change, abortion, healthcare, crime, foreign policy, gun safety, mass shooting, gun violence, division of the political parties, polarization, socialism, fascism, Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. All of them except Donald Trump.
Okay. So all of them facing is the issue. But can you pick one? What issue is currently facing the United States? Is it China supporting Ukraine in the war with Russia? Or is spending too much money in Ukraine and the war with Russia? It also has Israel, Hamas, Palestine, election security. And this information.
Oh no, I agree with the United States defending Israel. I think their affairs with China.
I understand, ma'am. But just for the sake of the research, in your opinion, of all the ones I read, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States? Can you pick one of them?
What is it? That Marxism, what you were saying, the fascism, all of that.
Socialism, I know they're all.
All of that.
Right. But like I said, just for the sake of a research, if you have to pick one, can you pick one for me? Socialism, fascism, crime, education.
Mm-hmm. The
socialism.
Socialism, yep.
Okay. And when did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election? On the election day? A few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election?
No, on the day of the election.
On election day? Okay, thank you, ma'am. It's just a few words. If you have to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Ohio?
If to get Biden out of the White House.
Okay.
To get Biden and Camille out of the White House.
Thank you, ma'am. And I appreciate you sharing that with me. Out of the White House, you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
They don't need to be in anything that got to do with government.
Understood. Now, moving forward, and here's a summary of one of the issues of this year's ballot in Ohio. Now, please, ma'am, indicate how you vote on this issue. Now, issue one, the summary. Provide a state constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions, included but not limited to decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy, and allow the state to restrict abortion after the fetal viability. Now, except when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health, a no vote proposed amending the Ohio Constitution to provide a constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions. Now, moving forward on that one, based on the summary, how did you vote on issue one? Yes, or on issue one, or no?
I'm against abortion.
So you voted yes. Should I vote that as your answer? Okay. And just in a few words, what did you vote yes on issue one? If you can just narrow it down again to one thing.
I don't believe in abortion.
You don't believe in abortion? Yeah, ma'am. Thank you. And I know you mentioned it, but just for quality control, I have to repeat the question, ma'am. Thank you. Let me write this down real quick, okay, ma'am? Okay. I don't believe in abortion. Okay, moving forward. Now, you say you vote yes on issue one in the November 7th election in Ohio. When exactly did you decide how you were going to vote on issue one? On election day? A few days before the election? A few weeks before the election, or months before the election?
Oh, months before the election. I already knew.
Okay, you knew about the issue. Now, I'm going to reach you real quick some different ways that people might have heard about the election this year. Now, please, ma'am, tell me whether you experienced these things on this election cycle, okay? Now, the English language TV ads, Spanish language TV ads, English language radio ads, Spanish language radio ads, English language online digital ads and videos on YouTube, all Spanish language online digital ads and videos on YouTube, all social media like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook.
I don't have social media. I do my own research.
How do you get to know about the elections? You know, some people heard about this election. How do you heard about the election this year, man? Two other ones
I started seeing signs be put on people's lawns, say
lawns,
yes to Billboard issue one, say no to issue one. So I began to do my research to see what the issue was about and what were people voting for or not, or what was they voting for or against. So I began to do my research.
That's very smart.
And I always pray before I vote, too.
Very smart, man. So, billboards and yard signs. Now, do you receive any direct mail? Family? Do you receive direct mail from the campaign? Okay. How about family members or friends talking about election? No?
No.
Okay. How about church or social clubs or community groups? No?
No, because when I do my research and I already know what my belief is, what I believe in and what I don't believe in. So I don't let nobody influence my decision. I already know what I'm for and what I'm not for. So when I read into what the issue is up for voting, I already know what I'm going to vote for. And I don't let nobody influence that decision.
That's real smart, man. Now, moving forward. When considering an issue that specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as I believe to be the most credible? I know you say right now that you don't let nobody influence your opinion, but, you know, you have to rely on somebody's information. Now, who do you trust the most, friends or family, either health
the
or
Bible.
Medical professional? No, I understand.
The Bible.
I'm going to get to that. Thank you, ma'am. Faith and religious leaders or clergy. So that faith would be your faith, your beliefs in the Bible, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to read the rest of it just for the quality control, but I'm going to move forward real quick. Now, women in general, women who have experience in abortion, men in general, men who have experience in abortion with their wife, partner, or girlfriend, elected officials, Planned Parenthood, pro-life organizations, celebrities like social media influencers. So you make that decision because of your faith in the Bible,
mm-hmm.
Is that right? Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, moving on. Do you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7th election in Ohio that specifically impacted how you vote in this election? Yes or no?
Oh, yes. When they were talking the true, did see, somebody did send me a text, and, like I said, I do my own investigation, but,
right.
I don't agree with that. I mean, with all the contraceptives that there's here in the U.S., I don't believe in abortion. I don't believe that it's a baby that's in there.
Yeah, I understand. But what was that particular thing that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election? Can you mention just one thing? I know you mentioned it already, but can you mention one thing out of all those? Because you don't believe in abortion? Should I record that?
Yeah,
because
I don't believe in abortion because they want to pass a law to abort late-term pregnancies. First, I don't believe in abortion, period.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, moving forward, I do appreciate your patience on the line, okay, ma'am? Now, did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you will vote in issue number one? Yes or no?
Nope.
Thank you. Now, moving on. Now, why? Why was that? Can you tell me one or two things?
Because I don't believe in abortion, and they did a big mistake here in Ohio by legalizing recreational marijuana too.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. So that's a strong belief. Your belief on the Bible. Okay, okay. Now, did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you will actually vote? Yes or no?
No. No, don't you see people addicted? There's people addicted to medicated prescription. There's people addicted to marijuana, to cigarettes, to liquor. What good does any of those things bring to anybody? So why legalize something that's going to harm the human race, make them addicted, and make them more messed up, more prone to robbing, to stealing, to lying, to crime?
Mm-hmm. So that was the next question. You know, why did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you will vote or actually vote? You say no, and the reason why is because you say it's too many, like the misuse of drugs. You said, right? Should I record that?
Yes, people are being addicted and all kind of stuff. They're being addicted with prescription drugs. Now they legalize marijuana. Marijuana does addict people. Cigarettes, alcohol, stuff that's damaging, killing people, making them sick, and not just that when they're addicted, it's very few of them that will come off of that. So now you're raising up the crime rate.
Yes, ma'am. And I appreciate you taking the time to sharing that information. Man, it's very educational. Now, we're almost done. Now, I'm going to read you a series of messages that were used by both sides of the issue, number one, and the debate in Ohio. Now, after I read each message, ma'am, please let me know if you find that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing, okay? Now, remember, this is from both sides of the aisle, okay? So, government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child, never, especially when the victim of the rape is a child. But that's the law in Ohio. And that's why voting yes on number one is so important. Voting yes stops the ban and gets the government out of the way. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
No, I don't believe in abortion.
No, I understand, but the argument, that the statement that I just read to you, ma'am, you find
does it change my mind?
Convincing? No. I just want to know if you find that very convincing, so unconvincing, not very convincing, or not convincing at all. Can you choose one of them?
I don't know. I just stick to what I believe.
No, I understand, ma'am. You, and I respect that. You have your beliefs. But just for the sake of the research, ma'am, I'm going to read the message, okay? This is messages that were out there for the campaign on both sides.
I know. You know what aggravates me, if I could just share with this a little bit, that they do like that and they use children to try to have people so that they can alter their vote. Oh, well, if it's a child and stuff like that. You know what the sad part is? That if they took the time to do that with human and sex trafficking, the way that's running rampant in the United States, which is a disgrace and disgusting. I mean, how can you talk about an abortion, yet you got people in the U.S. that are involved in human trafficking kids?
Yeah, I understand, man. It's more complicated. It really is, you know. That's why they conducting the study. And I appreciate really all you're sharing with me, man. It's very educational for me, believe me. But just in order for us to continue, I need to get an answer in order for us to... And we're almost done, man. So let me read the series of message again, and you can tell me whether that message is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, or not at all convincing, okay?
No, I don't think it's very convincing.
Okay, not very convincing? Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, I'm going to read the next one. Both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortions and late-term abortions, but issue one passes on the ninth month. You can take the baby and beat the baby out of the womb of the mother. Now, Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortion allowed under issue one. Now, join them by voting no on issue number one. Now, do you find this argument very convincing, so what convincing, not very convincing, or not at all convincing? What's your opinion about this?
It's convincing. I'm not too sure about Joe Biden. Like, I don't trust him because I know he stole the president. He stole the election. I don't care what they say. He stole the election.
But should I record your answer somewhat convincing so we can move forward? Will that be okay? Or not very convincing? Those are the two middle options.
Well, yeah, it's convincing because I don't believe in that. How are you going to kill somebody's baby? Allow somebody to kill a baby at 9 months. Any month.
So
it's a baby.
No, I understand. No, I understand. Very sad. The picture, the pain in there. But should I record your answer as very convincing or somewhat convincing? How should I record your answer? So we can move on.
Very convincing.
Very convincing. Thank you, man. Now, real quick. This is just statements, okay? Man, remember, from both sides. Now, your daughter is young, vulnerable, online. You fear the worst. Now, push to change her sex or get an abortion. You have some right to help her get through this, but activists want to take all that away. Under their proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution, the state should not interfere with individuals getting abortion or sex change, meaning you could be cut off of the biggest decision of your daughter's life. Now, that's the argument. Now, do you find this argument convincing? Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, or not at all convincing. Can you pick one?
What do you mean? Like what they were voting for, to take the rights away from the parents to have, you know, consult with the children for the decisions?
But see, that's the argument they're making. Like, they make it sound like that way, okay? And the question is that argument very convincing for you, somewhat convincing, and not very convincing, or not at all convincing?
Yes, convincing. Absolutely convincing. How you gonna? A parent's rights should never be overrided by the government.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, the next one. Legal experts say issue one allows for abortion even after, even after the viability, okay? Let me see where it was, okay? For mental, emotional, or even financial reasons, not just to protect the life of the mother. Now, many women have been so overwhelmed that they consider having an abortion. Many women have been so overwhelmed that they consider having an abortion, but were glad they ultimately choose not to have an abortion. This is why many pro-choice women are voting no on issue one, because it goes too far. Now, do you find this argument very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, or not at all convincing? How do you find that argument?
I guess somewhat convincing. I don't know.
Somewhat convincing, okay. And this is the last argument. When we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our faith, and our family. And the last thing we want is the government making those decisions for us. That's why voting yes on number one is so important. It ends Ohio's extreme abortion ban, a ban with no exceptions for rape or incest. Issue one even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriages, so Ohio families will always have the freedom to make their most personal of decisions. Now, do you find this argument very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, or not at all convincing?
Not at all convincing.
Not at all convincing. Thank you, ma'am. I do appreciate your patience. We're almost done. Which party mostly shares your personal views on the topic of abortion and reproductive rights, Democrats or Republicans?
I would say Republicans, but to me it's more what I'm for, you know, what I'm voting for. And like I said, I believe that since Biden stole the election and entered the White House, he has ruined the United States of America. I don't know. If whoever can't see that, then I don't know.
Right, I understand. Now, moving forward, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you vote in the 2024 elections? I'm going to read the list and you tell me if you can pick one, that would be great. Now, the jobs in the economy, the low wages, inflation, federal deficit, productive shortages, supply chain, immigration, border security, education, crime, foreign policy, socialism, fascism, wokeism, cancel.
That whole little group that you mentioned right there. That whole little group that you just mentioned.
Right, I've been in the news lately. Now, but if you had to pick one, okay, which one would you pick just for the sake of the research? Can you pick one? China, supporting Ukraine in their work with Russia, spending too much money in Ukraine, the war with Russia, Israel or Hamas, Palestine.
That woke agenda that they're trying to pass as being woke.
Woke to silliness. Wokeism. Right. Okay. Should I pick that as your answer so we can move forward?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, if you had to choose which of the following three issues would you say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 election? Is it the economic issues and the affluence, the abortion and reproductive freedoms, or the protecting democracy in the United States? Can you pick one of those three?
It's hard because...
Yeah, it is. But it's not right or wrong, Benjamin. It's your opinion that matters at the end.
I know. It's just that I like all of them.
I know, yeah. It's getting tough lately. But, you know, hopefully this will get things better. But if you had to pick one, which one would you pick?
The second one.
The abortion and reproductive freedoms? Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally in determining how will you vote in the November 2024 election, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, But if the November 2024 election for president were being held today and the candidates were Joe Biden as the Democratic Party nominee, Donald Trump as the Republican Party nominee, and third party candidate, or are you currently undecided?
Oh, yeah. If Trump's running, I'll vote for Trump. I haven't kept up on that, but if Trump wasn't there and he's still running, I will then vote for DeSantis.
Okay, now we go to the next question. Can you tell me in one sentence or two sentences why? Will you vote for him?
Because why? Because when Trump was here, he changed the economy. He changed the economy. He made things stricter for China because they weren't even paying they weren't paying like how they were supposed to pay when they do trade here.
Okay.
And he was really making America better ever since and they lie on the news. That's another thing that needs to be changed. CNN and all of them always lying and not reporting what they should report.
Understood. So you're going to like the economy and the foreign policies were better when Donald Trump was a president.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank
Absolutely.
You,
that's why they persecuting him the way that they're persecuting him and doing all kind of things so they won't let him run in the 2024 election.
Understood. Just a couple of more questions. We'll be finished with the interview, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. Believe me. Now, in what country were you born? United States, Puerto Rico, Mexico, Central America, Costa Rica, South America?
United States.
United States. Thank you. Now, in what country were your parents or grandparents born? United States, Puerto Rico, Mexico, Puerto Rico. Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving forward. Which political party do you primarily identify and agree the most with, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or some other party?
I'm Republican.
I'm sorry, do you consider yourself very liberal, moderate, or conservative, or very conservative? How do you consider
very conservative.
Very conservative. Thank you, ma'am. Hey, what is your annual household income before taxes? Just less than $25,000, between $25,000 and $50,000, between $50,000 and $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, or more than $100,000?
Oh, no, I don't want to answer that one.
No problem. We can move forward, ma'am. Now, just in terms of, remember, this is just for statistical purpose only, ma'am. I know you believe, okay, and by no means we're trying to insult your intelligence. But do you, in the terms of your gender, what is your gender? Male, female, transgender?
Female.
Female, thank you.
Female.
Ma'am. Now, moving on. Yeah, I appreciate you taking the time to help me. It's been a pleasure talking to you, ma'am. Okay. This concludes our interview. Thank you, ma'am. Enjoy the rest of the evening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.